CSA.org or call 531-0218.
Meat. Meat good. Me like meat. Bacon. Brats. Me. Caveman. Eat meat. Fresh steak. More bacon. Me like bacon. Me like meat. Me like the U of I meat sales room.
4 out of 5 cavemen agree. When it's time for more meat, it's the U of I meat sales room. Fresh meat. Sausage, brats, bacon, and more. The U of I meat sales room on South Maryland in Urbana. Open Tuesday and Thursday from 1 to 5:30 and Friday from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m.
Meat.
You're listening to WSJK ESPN 93.5 Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.
President Trump says he canceled the big military parade he had called for. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. He just tweeted about it. The morning after news broke, the parade was going to be delayed amid a report it cost $92 million, something Defense Secretary Mattis disputed.
Whoever told you that is probably smoking something that's legal in my state, but not in most states.
Fox's John Decker, live at the White House.
The president tweeting, I will instead attend the big parade already scheduled at Andrews Air Force Base on a different date and go to the Paris parade celebrating the end of the war on November 11th. He continued, maybe we will do something next year in D.C. when the cost comes way down. Now we can buy some more jet fighters. President Trump blamed local politicians in Washington for wanting a number so ridiculously high. Dave?
John, a retired Navy admiral oversaw the Osama bin Laden raid, is asking President Trump to revoke his security clearance, saying it would be an honor. William McRaven, like John Brennan, is critical of the president, saying he's embarrassed and humiliated us as a nation. A dozen other former senior intelligence officers wrote a joint letter calling revoking Brennan's clearance unprecedented, intending to stifle free speech. Counselor to the president, Kellyanne Conway, told Fox ex-CIA Director Brennan deserved having his clearance revoked.
You see all the corruption that was at the tippy-top level of the FBI and the DOJ in the last administration when they were so desperate to prop up a failing and weak, pathetic candidate. They're trying to dig up dirt.
A police officer's in critical condition in Phoenix, Arizona. So is the person who shot him last night.
There was a traffic stop. As the officer gets out of the car, he is fired upon by the suspect. He is able to return fire and stop the threat.
Police Chief Jerry Williams. It's cheaper to become a doctor, at least in one place. New York University is going to offer free tuition at its medical school for all students. It had been $55,000 a year. It'll still be costly. Room and board and other expenses amount to about $29,000 a year. Fox News, fair and balanced.
It's the Ford Summer Sales Event. And now, while selection is best, it's the best time to buy. With amazing offers across a full lineup of Ford vehicles, now is the time to make summer go right with Ford, America's best-selling brand. Stop by a local Ford store or shop online at buyfordnow.com. Because there is no better time than right now to get behind the wheel of a new Ford during the Ford Summer Sales Event. Event is here. Right now, get 0% APR financing for 72 months plus $1,000 Ford credit bonus cash on a great lineup of Ford SUVs. Best-selling claim based on 2017 calendar year sales. Not all buyers qualify for Ford credit financing. 72 months at $1,389 per month for $1,000 finance regardless of down payment. Not available on Expedition. For all offers, take new retail delivery from authorized Ford dealer stock by 8/31/18. See dealer or go to buyfordnow.com for qualifications and details.
Esteban Santiago is due in court this hour for what he did at Fort Lauderdale, Florida's airport last year. After landing on a flight from Alaska, he went on a shooting spree and baggage claim, killing 5 people, wounding 6 others. Santiago took a plea deal to avoid the death penalty, facing life in prison at sentencing today. Paul Manafort still waiting for a guilty or not guilty verdict. His jury will soon deliberate a second day at the former Trump campaign chairman's trial. They had questions for the judge at the end of day one,
asking him to redefine reasonable doubt. So the judge brought everybody in, and he told them this. The government is not required to prove the defendant guilty beyond all possible doubt, but beyond all reasonable doubt. So 2 additional questions were asked by the jury, and they suggest at least some on the jury did not fully understand some terminology that was central to the Mueller team's argument, because the Mueller team frequently used terms like shelf company and FBAR, short for foreign bank account report. But the judge told them they've got to rely on their memory of the testimony to figure that out.
That's Fox's Peter Ducey at the court in Alexandria, Virginia. A man who killed a police officer during a high-speed chase in Illinois back in 2016 got 12 years in prison. Jason Stoker was not there for sentencing. He's already in prison for involving the sale of drugs. He has 15 years for that. Can a beer save a life? It did in Minnesota.
Jason Gable and Kwame Anderson were making a delivery in St. Paul, Minnesota, when they spotted a man clinging to the outer fence of a highway bridge. They stopped to ask him if he was okay, and the beerman soon realized they'd have to act fast. Anderson says he tried to build a rapport with the guy.
So I was like, all right, well, I got to keep this guy entertained somehow, because if I wait for police, things could be over.
Anderson says they then offered to talk to the man about his problems over a beer. The man accepted, and as Anderson went to the truck to grab a 12-pack, the guy inched his way to safety. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. Governor Bruce Rauner has signed a bill to protect the Mahomet Aquifer from natural gas leaks. The Mahomet Aquifer provides water to a large part of central Illinois. The bill comes after a gas leak in Champaign County contaminated private wells and residents were not told. WEEK.com says the bill requires storage field owners to tell local communities about natural gas leaks that threaten to expose homes or businesses to contaminated water. If you head to Memorial Stadium in Champaign-Urbana for football games, keep this in mind. Illinois has adopted a clear bag policy for all of its games. The Chicago Sun-Times says every ticketed spectator can bring one large clear bag, including a one-gallon Ziploc-style bag, a clear drawstring bag, or clear tote bag no larger than 6 by 12 inches. They'll also let you have a small clutch purse for personal items, and they are subject to search. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
Thank you, Jamie. Let's check your ESPN 93.5 3-day forecast from the National Weather Service.
Well, kind of a great start to our day, and there is a 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Today's high 83, 66 our low tonight. Chance of rain this evening at 30%. Starting out partly cloudy tomorrow with a high 83, then a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon. Partly cloudy by Saturday night with a low 64. Not bad. Taste of champagne. Champaign's coming up in downtown Champaign at Westside Park. Starts after 5 tonight and 11-11 on Saturday. Sunshine on Sunday with a high 84, low 66. With the clouds, we're at 70. ESPN 93.5.
Okie dokie. Miss Illinois Grace Kachaturian is looking at my text here.
Okay.
Yeah.
She's been busy.
Yeah, she's...
She's still making time for the reflections and things like
that. Yeah, she is. Her devotions,
yeah. People
make
comments about that all the time when I'm out and about.
That's awesome. Yeah. Well, she does. She still does her daily devotion. You can hear them on Christian FM 95.3.
Mm-hmm.
But she's doing a day in the life of with the News Gazette today. So Anthony Zelis is following Grace today, and she's got a pretty busy one. She got back from Quincy last night at midnight, and she's at Mettler Center this morning with Joy Sheehan and her team, exercising and working on her dance, which is a lyrical dance that she does for Miss America coming up. And then her send-off party is coming up this Saturday night, 5 to 7. If you go to missillinois.org, you can get tickets to that. We'd love to have you. It's a pure fundraiser for the Miss Illinois Scholarship Association. And, you know, Miss America is the largest scholarship for women organization in the world. So certainly it's a good cause, and if you'd like to come, I know Chancellor Jones is coming from the U of I to say a few words, and it'll be just a great 2 hours, and if you've got a young lady in your life, they'll love it, and they'll love getting a picture with Grace, and she'll sign an autograph for them, and she's got these picture cards she can give you. It'll be fun, and then a week from Monday, Gene Cossey over at CMI, Willard Airport, will host a presser for her. There'll be a press conference as she steps on a plane to Atlantic City, leaving from Champaign-Urbana and Savoy at CMI at Willard Airport. So busy, busy, but it's coming up. And then I'll broadcast live from Atlantic City Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday of Labor Day week and give you kind of a taste of what's going on in Atlantic City around the boardwalk ahead of the Miss America pageant on ABC on Sunday, September 9, which my daughter Grace will be part of. So all pretty exciting, kind of a whirlwindy thing going on, but it's pretty exciting, and pretty exciting for the area, too. I'm excited, and she's excited to represent Illinois and, of course, the University of Illinois. Okay, you can text in if you'd like, 359-2255, calling Principal Joe Williams, Champaign Central, here in the second day of school.
Okay.
Mood food, how these diets tweaks could make you less anxious. Food brings anxious. Lee Richardson, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Licensed professional counselor, founder of the Brain Performance Center. I saw my friend Randy Roberts, Roof Doctors, and he has a flat belly. He quit sugar and gluten, and he's just looking great. Randy and Tammy were at the wonderful Lifeline Connect ribbon cutting, groundbreaking for men addicted to drugs and all the good things they're doing through faith as well. But, Lee, tell me, I mean, half the country's anxious. Can I not eat something and not be anxious?
Well, you know, you're right. Nearly one in four Americans have some type of mental illness each year. And you know what they say? By 2020, depression will rank as the second leading cause of disability after heart disease. So it's a problem, you know? And when you think about it, man, your brain is always on. It takes care of your thoughts, your movements, your breathing, your heartbeat, your senses. It's working hard. And it needs a constant supply of fuel. And the fuel comes from the foods that we eat. And I like to think about my brain like an expensive car. So that means I need to give my brain premium fuel, you know, not the low-grade stuff. And by low-grade stuff, I mean processed, refined foods, foods that's high in sugar. We all know that sugar, you know, gives us a real surge of energy, and then we crash real low. But more and more studies are finding the correlation between a diet high in refined sugars does impair your brain function.
Well,
so it's, you know, and some people can eat sugar and it doesn't bother them at all.
Mm-hmm.
And other people, just like with caffeine, you know, it just sets them on fire. So I think what we have to do is start paying attention to how eating different foods makes us feel.
Well,
and not just at the moment, but the day after.
Well, what would you recommend? Is there a website to go to? Or what do I eat, Lee? Feed me. What do I do?
So I think that I'll give you a couple of good websites because, you know, there's so much out there.
Yeah, I know that.
But certainly, adding protein to your meal can help slow down the absorption of carbohydrates in your blood. And adding that increases the neurotransmitters that may improve your mood and your energy. You know, the one thing that I do is terrible, and I know it, but I do it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, I skip meals, you know. And by skipping meals, that makes your body less able to assimilate food, and you're more liable to overeat at the next meal.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, the vitamins that come from certain foods, and vitamin D is really important to help relieve mood disorders, low-fat milk, egg yolks, you know. Vitamins that folate with B12 can ease depression. That's broccoli. That's lentils. But there's a couple places that websites that I always go to for good information. And one is Cleveland Clinic. And the second is the Mayo Clinic.
Okay.
They have got some really good, simple messages.
Okay. Cleveland Clinic and Mayo Clinic, highly respected places, too. Lee, how can people find the Brain Performance Center?
Well, all you have to do is Google thebrainperformancecenter.com, and we'll pop right up.
Always a pleasure, Lee Richardson. Thank you.
Thank you for having me.
813 ESPN 93.5.
Need an oil change? See your Champaign CarX man. Right now at CarX Tire and Auto, get a full-service oil change starting at $19.99 with tire rotation and brake inspection. From oil changes to engine repair and everything in between, CarX Tire and Auto's been serving Champaign for almost 40 years with three convenient locations. Your Champaign CarX man has the right oil for your vehicle and at a great deal at $19.99. Stop in, call, or schedule online at CarX.com.
Don't worry, call the CarX man.
Hey, next time you pay for parking, forget the spare change and use Mobile Meter instead. It's available all over Champaign-Urbana, and it's the easiest way to pay for parking. Download the Mobile Meter app, store your credit card information, then select how long you want to park. That easy. Download the Mobile Meter app or go to mobilemeter.us.
All right, ESPN 93.5. We've got Chelsea Norton, Champaign Park District. How are you?
Hi, I'm great. How are you doing?
Well, what do we got? You nothing going on this weekend,
oh,
right?
just a little something-something in Westside Park.
That's not Taste of Champagne, is it?
It sure is.
Great. Summer's almost over.
Oh, I know. Isn't it
Come
crazy?
Come on, man. So I still buy my tickets at the tent and all the same thing? Or?
Yes. Yeah, same deal. Yeah, so Westside Park tonight starts at 5 o'clock. We go 5 to 11. Tomorrow we're 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. You go to the center of the park, so it's free to enter Westside Park, and you can actually just kind of walk around, enjoy the music, check out the artists, you know, do your thing without spending any money if you'd like.
So the center of the park has the fountain there with the Indian and the deer, and is it a mountain lion or something?
Well, it's the prayer for rain sculpture. I don't like to talk about that.
Yeah, exactly. But that's kind of the hub where you get the tickets.
That's right, yeah. So our ticket booth is there. We take cash and credit cards, and it's $1 a ticket. So we sell them in sheets of five.
Always fun.
You do your thing.
There's positive feedback lately from folks who can get their wristband and then just walk around with the beer.
Yes, yeah. So that's new as of maybe 2 years ago. Okay. So we fence off the whole park. We have four different craft breweries on site and domestic options, too. And, yeah, you can get your wristband on, you grab your beer, and just walk around and enjoy everything. You're not kind of stuck in a beer garden as some festivals will do.
Right.
And no doggies. I think in the days gone by, and perhaps that was allowed, but not anymore. No doggies at County Fair either.
So that's right.
No doggies.
Yeah, I mean, there's so much delicious food. It's too tempting.
It is.
If you want to finish your meal,
jump up and take my steak shish kebab. No, no, no.
Oh, boy.
So as far as different restaurant samplings, you've got about a couple dozen?
Yeah, we actually have more than we've had in the last quite a few years. We have 30 food vendors.
Good for you. That's
good. We normally have around 23 or so.
That's awesome.
30 food vendors ranging in every different type of food choice. Yeah. We have African cuisine. We have Thai food. We have Latin food. We have burgers. We have pizza. You know,
what a good idea. You don't have to go to a restaurant and spend hours and you don't like the food. Just taste it all.
Just taste it. Okay.
Will people go 30 for 30, do you think?
I actually was thinking this morning, I should have done a challenge, because how fun would that be to, like, you know, stamp your passport? Maybe next year we'll do that.
Maybe do that.
Right. Every food vendor.
And especially over time, a Friday night and Saturday, I mean, rock that.
I'm certainly going to try. I'll be there all weekend anyway.
You're pretty slim. I know you're running around a lot, though. Let's talk about the band's challenge.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, so we have music all night tonight. So we're closing with a Tons of Fun band.
Nice.
They always bring a good time, as the name implies.
I never heard of them. Are they local?
Quite a drummer.
I have a feeling that you've not heard of them.
They're rock. But they're really good.
They're so
lovely.
I mean, they're so tight.
Well, with the horn section, you got Earth, Wind, and Fire, Chicago, all that going on.
Yeah, I mean, they're going to play music you love, for sure.
Well, they got Ringo Starr on the drums, for crying out loud. Larry Fredrickson, he is fantastic.
He is.
I watched him for the first time in Virginia, and Tons of Fun. It was unbelievable.
Yeah.
Larry can go, man.
Yeah, very talented.
He doesn't mess around.
Come on.
How about the lineup on Saturday?
Yeah, so Saturday we actually have music all day as well. So from 12 to 4 we have pop-up performances sponsored by 40 North's Friday Night Live.
Nice.
So they're bringing some of their favorite artists to the park. And then from 5 to 11 p.m. we have music on the main stage, and we're closing with Elsinore that night. So that's a big local favorite indie rock band that they always bring a really fun performance.
And there's a kids section with inflatables and the like, even some water options.
Yeah, we have some new stuff going on in the kids section, actually. We added a touch-a-truck. So families love our touch-a-truck event. So we thought, let's incorporate that to the kids zone at Taste of Champaign Urbana.
Good idea.
We have that. We have a graffiti wall as well. So we have like gloves and masks and just make your mark on the wall and paint it up and have a good time. So there's
ChampaignParks.com gets you all the details.
That's right.
Awesome.
Well done,
Chelsea.
if it works out, it's all because of you. If it doesn't, it's all
certainly
Joe DeLuce's fault. So no worries.
Agreed.
Chelsea Norton.
Wait, was that live?
Chelsea Norton, Champaign Park District, Taste of Champaign. Have a great time.
Oh, thank you so much.
Is it Taste of Champaign, Taste of Champaign Urbana?
Taste of Champaign Urbana.
Yeah, 30 different places to eat.
Yeah.
Nice.
That's really good work.
It's going to be a good time.
It's not that easy to get 30.
Yes, thank you.
Good job. Well done.
All righty.
Here we go. Quick sports headlines. ESPN 93.5.
Washington over St. Louis. The final yesterday was 5-4. Unfortunately, Tanner Roark, from a former Illini player, against the Cardinals, and did a pretty good job. A game and a half out of the wild card, and they're hosting the Milwaukee Brewers. 7:15 start heard here on ESPN 93.5. The Cubs over the Pirates 1-0 yesterday. Ian Happ solo shot in his home territory in Pittsburgh. They finished the game in 2 hours and 48 minutes with very few walks in that game. John Lester looked good. Now the Cubs are 3.5 over Milwaukee. 6:05 start as that series continues against the Pirates. The Chicago White Sox off yesterday will host the Kansas City Royals. And speaking of baseball, Casey Fletcher has been hired to help coach at Valparaiso in Illini Soccer. North Carolina over the Illini 3-1. They've got Duke on Sunday. Duke's number 3. North Carolina was number 6, starting out the season with some pretty tough contenders. Saints and Arizona Cardinals today. Bears and Broncos. If you want to tap into some preseason NFL action. And if you're into golf, people are starting to note that Brent Snedeker fired at 59.
That's really, really good. Wow. That's craziness. Okay. Cardinals tonight on ESPN.
Yes.
And Cubs on US 105.
I got all that.
Yeah.
83 the high today, a 40% chance of showers, 66 hour low tonight, a 30% chance of rain, 20% shot at showers in the afternoon tomorrow. Otherwise, partly cloudy, a nice day, high 83, low 63. And by Sunday, plenty of sunshine with a high 84, low 64. We're currently at 71 with the clouds at ESPN 93.5.
Missouri is the show me state. It's time for the Cardinals. This is it. Biggest series of the year. Can you? Can't you? You got yourself back in it. Now it's a big series of the Brew Crew. You need to get 2 out of 3 at least. I think they can do it. 820 ESPN 93.5.
Business Network. Zoe's Kitchen is being sold. Cava Group, another Mediterranean casual dining chain, is buying Zoe's for about $300 million. Deere & Company, the agriculture and construction equipment maker, is reporting a mixed quarter. Now MoviePass is limiting which movies you can watch. The Verge says in addition to limiting viewers to 3 movies a month for a $9.95 subscription fee, it also has cut the options to a daily shortlist of just 6 movies available to subscribers. Parent company Helios and Matheson has been changing the service, attempting to make it profitable. New York University medical students won't have to pay for the education. The company has received $100 million from Home Depot founder Kenneth Langone and his wife, and additional money from other donors. The school will cover tuition for all medical students, regardless of their financial situation. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Ginny Cosola.
It's the send-off for Miss Illinois 2018, Grace Kachaturian.
There she is.
You're invited to join us at the iHotel and Conference Center Saturday, August 25th from 5 to 7 p.m. to see Grace and wish her luck at the Miss America competition in Atlantic City. Join us for hors d'oeuvres and soft drinks and even some desserts. Admission is only $15 a person. Children under 12, just $5. All money raised goes to the Miss Illinois Scholarship Association. Tickets must be purchased by August 17th
today
at missillinois.org. It's a send-off for Miss Illinois 2018, Grace Kachaturian. Coming up Saturday, August 25th from 5 to 7 at the iHotel and Conference Center. Tickets available at missillinois.org. Buy yours today and we'll see you there.
Yeah.
Okay. Chancellor Jones will come. We got some proclamation, I think, from the mayor's office coming.
Alrighty.
Anyway, it'd be fun. The food, I looked at the menu. Wow.
All right.
Thank you, Peter Fox and the iHotel and Sam and all the great people there for hosting this for Grace.
Is she unveiling some of her dresses?
That's just going to have to be a surprise
for
you.
I know Michelle's and M2 were interested in the pageant dress stuff.
Yeah. So anyway, going to be fun. Hope you can be part of this a week from tomorrow night, 5 to 7 at the iHotel, missillinois.org. Our friend Joe Williams, one of the finest principals on the planet. Joe, he's at Champaign Central High School. You're off to a roaring start, I understand, Joe.
How are you doing, Stevie?
I'm great. How's it feel to be back in the saddle, my friend?
I tell you what, this is always the best part of the school year for all of us. And frankly, with everything that's going on at Central over the next 4 years, I think it's going to be just an exciting time for all of us, too.
Well, to pardon my dust for a few years, but boy, can you imagine, and you'll be there, when they cut the ribbon, that'll be stunning. You'll be a principal of one of the most impressive-looking high schools on earth. Mm. Really. I mean, seriously, it'll be awesome.
Right. I mean, and I'm sure the plans and that sort of thing will start becoming more public as they get finalized. People are going to see a dramatic change on one hand. On the other hand, keeping the Central and the things that make Central High School what it is, and some of the old things, and the deco, art deco, and that sort of thing, keeping that in the design. The architects are doing a really phenomenal job of, you know, the expansion and the renovation project to keep things that we want to keep and to change things that haven't been working for us for several almost decades, really.
And the kids ought to have T-shirts to say, pardon my dust, class of 19, that kind of thing, because I'm sure they're all like, dang it, I wish we could have been here when we see this, but they'll sure appreciate right. it when they all come back.
That's absolutely true.
Yeah. Okay, Barbara Walters time. Joe Williams, principal of Champaign Central, what do you think about when you come into your building every day?
Well, every day, I guess I wake up thinking about this. And when we come in the building, that we want to make sure that we're doing the best we can for our kids and that we're doing this as a whole staff, that it's not all on just one or two or three people, that yeah. the entire staff is on the same page.
I mean,
and that we are there really as an administrator, as a principal and my administrative team, while we're the leaders, we absolutely also come into the building every day feeling as though we should be the people that are the resources for our teachers who are really on the front line with our kids.
That's awesome. That's a great philosophy because you do need the whole bunch of everybody to work together. But I'm telling you, it's like air traffic control, man. You don't know what's coming at you every day.
It is a little bit. We came into the building this morning. Our intercom's not working. Our bells aren't working. I think the rain last night did something. So we've got maintenance over here and working on some things today. It's
always something going on, but the smart guys with the tool belt to show up and fix it, that'll be good. All right,
they
Joe.
Are great.
Listen, have a fantastic year. You've done a really nice job as principal at Champaign Central, and you get to kind of oversee the exciting renovation and changes. But keep up your fine work at Champaign Central. Great principal, Joe Williams. I appreciate your time this morning.
Thank you, Steve. You take care.
Joe Williams, good guy over there, principal at Champaign Central. But just his use of team and everybody working together and roll up your sleeves, get her done. Champaign Central High School Principal Joe Williams, ESPN 93.5, 826.
Hello, this is Shane Coulter of Country Arbors Nursery. There are two big things going on right now at Country Arbors. All our trees are 20% off. If you lost a tree to the ash borer or have a new home that needs some shade, now is a perfect time to come pick out a tree at Country Arbors. The other big event is the start of mum season. Country Arbors is the largest grower of mums in our area, and our large 3-gallon mum is just $6. Country Arbors is the home of the giant $6 mum. Choose from 66 varieties and lots of different sizes and pots. So come out to Country Arbors Nursery, a family tradition of growing plants for 153 years. Visit countryarbors.com for more information.
All right. It is an honor to welcome yet another law enforcement official of the month. It is August, and we welcome in our studios, he's Sergeant Dave Coffey, born and raised in Champaign County. Some situations have been dangerous. Have you feared for your life? Has there been situations where you didn't know how it was going to work out?
Yeah, most definitely. Yeah, if you're not scared in this profession, then there's something wrong.
But then why do you do it? I mean, people can go to work and not be scared all day in the office. Why do you go to the office and you're doing overnights? You're a sergeant. Why are you doing overnights now?
I like it.
Wow.
I like protecting people. That's the biggest thing I've gotten out of this.
So, I mean, when you get a call, the juices start and your protective things and all your training kicks in. And but you don't, it's dark. You can't even see.
We have flashlights.
See, folks, we need people like Sergeant Coffey. Brought to you by SK Exteriors, their website, callsktoday.com.
At AutoZone, helping you get more done is what we do best. Did you know that with the AutoZone Loaner Tool Program, you can borrow a specialty tool with no purchase necessary? Choose from over 100 tools to help you get the job done right, no matter how big or small. And right now, get your car running right with a great deal on Lucas Complete Field Treatment, two for just $8. Must buy two. Visit any of our 5,500 locations nationwide and let us do more for you. Deposit required. Restrictions and details in store.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Next time you pay for parking, forget the spare change and use Mobile Meter instead. It's available all over Champaign-Urbana, and it's the easiest way to pay for parking. Download the Mobile Meter app, store your credit card information, then select how long you want to park. That easy. Download the Mobile Meter app or go to mobilemeter.us.
An ESPN Radio Extra Point with Will Cain.
The line seems to be contact. Well, for Keith Hernandez, it was, you can hit him. It's in the butt or in the back. You see what I'm doing here? You see where it goes? You see it getting... Jeff Passan said it's clear. The minute the baseball hits the guy, you're over the line. This is because he's playing too good. This is the unwritten rule. Because he's playing too good. I'm with everybody in the end. I think Urania was over the line. I think he could have hurt Acuna. And I think hurting somebody because they're playing so great is absurd. But I guess what I'm trying to figure out, and maybe I'm just... Maybe I'm being obstinate. Maybe I'm being obtuse. But what I'm getting at is this line isn't as bright as you think. This line's not as easy to identify as you think.
Get more from Will Cain today from 3 to 6 Eastern on ESPN Radio, ESPN News, or on the ESPN app.
Hey, I'm Clark. I work at the drugstore, and I hate my job. People are always asking me these annoying questions like, will this soap dry my skin out? Can you unlock the razor case? Will you please ring me up? I'm not like a soap-having ring-up keymaster wizard, okay? Just buy all your bathroom stuff at DollarShaveClub.com. They'll deliver all your bathroom stuff, so you don't have to come to my store and bother me when I'm trying to text my girlfriend's friend.
Right now, get our three most popular grooming products and our best razor for just $5. Only at DollarShaveClub.com/radio. That's DollarShaveClub.com/radio.
Something big just dropped at McDonald's. In fact, it's so big, we think it's worthy of a beat drop. The 2 for $5 mix and match deal at McDonald's, featuring an all-time greatest hits lineup. The Big Mac, Filet-O-Fish, 10-piece chicken McNuggets, and the classic chicken sandwich. Choose any two favorites for just $5. There you have it. The 2 for $5 mix and match deal at McDonald's has officially dropped. Participate in McDonald's. Limited time offer, single item at regular price.
Fox News Radio. I'm Chris Foster. President Trump tweets he canceled a military parade because local D.C. politicians wanted too much money to host it. Washington Mayor Muriel Bowser responds she finally got through to the reality star in the White House, the reality it had cost $21.6 million on her end.
Originally scheduled to take place the day before Veterans Day, the military parade has now been moved to sometime next year. President Trump had received criticism over the cost of putting on a parade at taxpayer expense.
Fox's John Decker. A dozen former top intelligence officials say in a co-signed letter President Trump was wrong to take away former CIA Director John Brennan's security clearance. White House counsel Kellyanne Conway denies that was done to punish Brennan for criticizing the president.
There's a lot of people, especially on social media, yapping, clapping, and slapping at the president and his defenders and, and his voters. Who cares?
She was on Fox and Friends. Fox News. We report. You decide.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Menicelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. If you head to Memorial Stadium in Champaign-Urbana for football games, keep this in mind. Illinois has adopted a clear bag policy for all of its games. The Chicago Sun-Times says every ticketed spectator can bring one large clear bag, including a one-gallon Ziploc-style bag, a clear drawstring bag, or clear tote bag no larger than 6 by 12 inches. They'll also let you have a small clutch purse for personal items. A new trampoline park is coming to the area. WCIA says Elevate Trampoline Park is located in the old YMCA in Champaign. Doors will officially open in the second week of September. They are hiring full and part-time positions if you're interested. A new Facebook scam to be aware of. The Better Business Bureau out of Texas is warning about a scheme saying scammers are targeting victims through Facebook messages. They pose as a Facebook friend when contacting you, or you might get a friend request from someone you're already friends with. The goal is to steal your identity or get money. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Menicelli.
This is Starla Carr with Provident Financial Group. As independent financial advisors, we can help ensure you're following a strategy that makes sense, no matter what the market is doing. Take control of your financial life with a complimentary consultation. We will create a plan that's right for you. Contact us today at 3017 Village Office Place, Champaign. Call us at 217-366-3456 or find us online at ProvidentFinancialGroupLLC.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
It's time for back-to-school shopping, and Game Day Spirit can cover all your bases, from your toddlers to your teens and kids going off to college. Game Day is bringing in new Nike apparel daily, and you don't want to miss out on the coolest items. There are new T-shirts and jackets perfect for both the classroom and a game. Game Day Spirit is also the official carrier of the Illinois Clear Bags that are compliant with the new Clear Bag policy at Memorial Stadium. Don't get caught off guard. Get your bag early and be ready for a great football season. Shop Game Day and go Illini!
Summer is here, so take a swing at Legends Golf Course, conveniently located in Southwest Champaign across from the new Carl at the Fields. It's a full practice facility with a driving range and nine-hole executive course. Professional teaching, club sales, and repair are available for your convenience. Sign up with a partner or by yourself for weekly ladies and men's leagues with no long-term commitments. Short on time? Play nine at the Legends. Visit their website for more information at legendsofchampagne.com. Here's your weather, ESPN 93.5 3-day forecast from the National Weather Service.
Kind of cloudy, Stevie. Today's high 83, a 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms, 66-hour low tonight. Up to 83 again tomorrow with a 20% chance of rain in the afternoon. Otherwise, partly cloudy, 64 in the evening with partly cloudy conditions and make way for sunshine Sunday. High 84. 72 now on ESPN 93.5.
Well, I'm a big fan of Carl. Born there. Kids are born there.
Mm-hmm.
Janet had all our babies at Carl.
Yes.
I know Carl quite well.
I do too.
We love Carl. I'm happy to welcome into our studio Dr. Wael Mustafa.
Hi, Sidney.
Neurosurgeon. I mean, a lot of times you like to say, gosh, it isn't brain surgery. Actually, it is. It is brain surgery. Congratulations on being here. Tell me where you're from, why you're here. You just came to Carl in July.
Yeah, so I'm originally Egyptian, and I did my medical school in Egypt, finished in 2001. And then I had a passion about brain surgery, so I went for 4 year surgery residency in Egypt. Had 2.5 years of research for my PhD at MD Anderson in Houston. Then I practiced for 1 year in Egypt. Then I came back to another residency at Loyola in Chicago. Then 2 clinical fellowships in Indy. And then I'm finally here.
So essentially you're uneducated. I get it.
Yeah.
No, I mean, how many graduations have you been? How many certificates have you received? How many... I mean, your education is mind-boggling.
So let me tell you, Dr. Barber was my chairman at the Indiana University last year, and when he was giving me the certificate, and he looked at me and said, "This is the last one, correct?"
Hey, listen, it's exciting to have somebody of your skill in Champaign-Urbana at Carl. When you talk about aneurysms and things that are so... Yeah. Critically important, you like working. The brain has billions of things. I mean, it's not an easy surgery.
Oh, absolutely. So my dream was always to build a center of excellence for brain tumor and skull base, and to deal with all complex diseases that patients are and families are getting panicked about when they hear that they need to see a brain surgeon. I couldn't find a better place than Carl. It's just we are serving 1.4 million people. We have wonderful administration. They give me a state-of-the-art in instrumentations. They put a lot of money for that. I have wonderful colleagues. And we have a new medical school for research and education.
We're all excited about the engineering. Yeah. That's going to be so big.
Well, all this technology, and you have to make it personal now. These families that you're serving, they don't know what you know about the brain.
Oh, absolutely. So what I'm trying to do is when I see the families and the patient for the first time, I try to simplify everything to them, try to tailor the management plan for each patient, and try to help the families with their questions, their concerns. I was in the other side at one day, every one of us was in the other side one day, and we understand that how big problem for patients. So we're trying to get them through this with information and technology and skills and faith.
You know, we know a lot about the brain. We certainly know more than we did, but there's still a lot we don't know about the brain. Why is it so complex?
So the brain is the mystery, and it will stay the same, a mystery for a lot of generations. We know a lot, but we can help patients as much as we can with the state-of-the-art techniques and technology. So we actually we bought a state-of-the-art new microscope with all the filters that it's happened up to date.
Yeah.
I can inject fluorescein dye in the patient after start of anesthesia. Then at the time when I'm resecting the malignant tumor, the tumor will glow and the rest of the brain will not, so we can
see. You see it better.
I see it better, and I resect it better.
Wow.
The patient, the extent of resection is marvelous, and the patients will get the benefit from that.
So say it's a tumor. How long is a typical brain surgery? I mean, it's a long time, isn't it? Doesn't Doesn't it take quite a while?
So 4 hours for us or 6 hours for us is not a long time. For the patients and families are a long time. So we have to update the families every now and then with the progress to make them in the loop. However, for us, there are it's according the location and the type of the tumor. Not all tumors are the same.
Yeah, but when you're done with the surgery, aren't you exhausted because you've focused so long, so hard?
When I'm done with the surgery and the patient is doing well,
tired.
I am very happy. I'm not tired at all.
Okay, that's great. Well, I'm glad you're here. Welcome to Champaign-Urbana.
Thank you for having me.
We made a great hire here, and we're excited about you. Now, it's one of those, if you need a neurosurgeon, hopefully nobody ever needs a neurosurgeon, but if we do, Wael Mustafa sounds like a pretty good neurosurgeon to me. I don't know if I can come in and check your work. Move over to the left a little while. You got it. That's good. Yeah.
I can show you some videos.
It is impressive.
Oh,
there's just not very many brain surgeons walking around. So it's an impressive accomplishment.
Thank you so much. I'm happy that we will try to keep patients close to home here.
Yes.
For surgery instead of going away for a long distance.
You don't need the Mayo Clinic. You got Carl here, right?
We have everything that other places have.
Yeah.
And it keeps growing.
Absolutely.
I mean, Carl, just on top of it with technology, and as you mentioned, working with the U of I, with the research. What a great place to be. We're glad to meet you today.
Thank you so
glad
much.
Glad you came in, but tell me what you do to relax. What do you do for fun?
So I just had a baby last week.
Oh, wow. Congratulations.
So, boy or girl?
He's a boy. His name is Salim.
All right.
It means perfect in Arabic. I have two other wonderful kids.
Oh, my gosh.
Older.
You're busy.
So the best thing is to look in the eyes of my kids.
That's awesome.
And that's relaxing.
Yeah, good man here.
Nice.
We like Dr. Mustafa.
Great answer.
He only has 15 degrees, so if you need a good one. No, it's exciting. Welcome to Champaign-Urbana.
Thank you for having me.
And thanks for coming out.
Thank you.
You're not only a genius, but you can talk. That's awesome.
Exactly.
Thank you for having me.
Wael Mustafa, he's an MD, a PhD, and every other degree you can get, he's in 9 of them or whatever. It's really cool. Thank you to Laura Mabry for bringing him out to our fine facilities here at the Pines, ESPN 93.5, from Carl, Dr. Wael Mustafa, ESPN 93.5.
University students will soon fill campus town in the streets of CU, and Rosati's Pizza couldn't be happier. Slice specials, deep dish pies, wings, salads, wraps, and more. But just because the students are back doesn't mean Rosati's doesn't want to see you. Yeah, they know the townies get scared of campus town when the kids come back. Don't be. Rosati's really wants to see you. They want to see you so bad, they'll even bring the food to you. Make it Rosati's all year long, students or no students. Find them on South Gregory in Urbana and online at myrosatis.com/Urbana.
Hey, looking for ways to beat the heat? Arrowhead Lanes in Western Bowl are the premier bowling centers in Champaign, Urbana. They offer a wide array of options for bowling and entertainment needs, from cosmic bowling to black light miniature golf and mouth-watering homemade pizzas. Stay in your lane and enjoy the fun. Western Bowl on 1917 Francis Drive, or just steps away at 1401 North McKinley Avenue, Arrowhead Lanes, right off Prospect. Don't forget to ask Dave in the Pro Shop tips on a perfect score. See you there.
Napa know-how.
Right now, Napa Legend batteries come with a $15 rebate by mail. Their long-lasting durability stands up to extreme conditions. So even on scorching days, it'll puff its chest out and be all like, hey, summer heat, find another car battery to drain. Napa Legend batteries with $15 mail-in rebate. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores. Offer expires 8/31/18.
If you're looking for a great car dealership, look no further than Honda BMW of Champaign. Ben Quattrone and his team just received the Honda President's Award in 2017, meaning they're one of the best Honda dealerships in America. They offer great deals. They have a tremendous service department with problems fixed right the first time and customer service that'll keep you coming back. So before you buy, make sure you give the award-winning Honda BMW of Champaign a chance to earn your business. Just off Neil at Brewash in Savoy, online, Drive Champaign.
champagne.com.
Delicious food, cold brews, great music and art, the kids zone and more. Champaign Park District's Taste of Champaign Urbana is happening August 17th and 18th in Westside Park, Champaign. Try something new at one of the 30 food vendors, 14 new to the event. Hear free live music featuring the Tunzo Fun Band, Elsinore, New Souls, Emily Blue, and more. Support local artists as you shop a variety of arts and craft booths. More information can be found at champagneparks.com/taste. Sponsored by Illinois American Water, Central Illinois Bank, and SJ Broadcasting.
Listen to the radio driving in your car. Radio gets results. Radio is there no matter where you are. Radio gets results. Radio gets results. Radio. Radio gets results. That's radio.
Hi, it's Lisa Paul from the U of I Community Credit Union. Radio gets results. It works. Trust me. I work with Josh Laskowski at Stevie J Broadcasting, and he is truly part of our credit union family. He knows what's happening at the credit union before we even talk about it, and he's always one step ahead with our marketing. Radio has gotten us results at the U of I Credit Union, and it will get your business results too. Call Josh Laskowski at SJ Broadcasting and let him help you build your brand like he's done for us.
Call me and let's chat about how radio can help your business at 217-239-4646. I look forward to talking to you soon.
All right. Nice to meet Wyoming Mustafa.
Carl's got it going on.
Well, they got this guy, I mean, 16 years of education.
Yeah, that's right.
Think about that. Now, that's 16. I had 16, but I count kindergarten in that.
Exactly.
So if you count kindergarten, I had 16 years, Mustafa.
In our radio.
Dr. Mustafa, I've had 16 years of education, too.
Communication degree. I don't know if it has as much clout.
He's had 32 years of education or something. I mean, anyway, it's impressive.
It is.
Let's check your sports headline.
Washington over St. Louis, 5-4. Tanner on the mound for the Nationals. Pitched against the Cubs.
Tanner Roark.
Okay.
It looks like Roark, but he says Roark.
Yeah, I just said Tanner, so.
Yeah, that's good enough. Anyway, he's won 5 straight in his career. He's never won 5 straight.
Wow.
So good for Tanner.
Hosting the Brewers, 7:15 start. Oh, I typed in some of the giveaways here, too. Did you see that? Okay, so it's a Hall of Fame weekend.
Yeah.
They've got the mystery baseball cap tomorrow for adults. And the AT&T Dizzy Dean watch for adults on Sunday.
Awesome.
How cool is that?
Cool.
We've got your Redbird recap now.
Well, the streak is over, John, and the Cardinals didn't play very well.
They did not have a clean game at all. 3 errors, and the one that really hurt with 2 outs, a ground ball to second. Colton Wong made the throw to first. It looked like they had Trey Turner out, but Matt Carpenter dropped the ball. Exit starter Luke Weaver, enter Tyson Ross. The first man to face him, Bryce Harper, lined a single into center field, his 3rd consecutive hit. He drove in 2 of his 3 RBIs in the game with that single, and Washington went on to win 5-4. The Cardinals made it close, scoring 3 times in the 6th inning, and they got their first run earlier in the game on a home run by Harrison Bader, but I was not surprised to see the Cardinals have the tying run on base in the 9th inning.
And the young man from Oklahoma, Glover, got the save as the Nationals win it 5-4. On the air tonight at 6:20 as Jack Flaherty goes to the mound for the Redbirds.
Hosting the Brewers' 7:15 start on ESPN 93.5. Quite a series as we hope for the Cardinals to win. Cubs are 3.5 over Milwaukee right now. They've got a series against the Pirates heard on US 105.9 with a 6:05 start tonight. Cubs win yesterday 1-0 with this solo shot from Ian Happ.
Happ drives one in the air, deep right center. This ball's got a chance. Gone. Cubs lead 1-0.
Happ in his home territory. Chicago White Sox hosting Kansas City Royals. They were off yesterday. In Illini baseball news, Casey Fletcher got hired. Valparaiso. And also, our soccer team started the season yesterday with a loss. North Carolina ranked number 6. 3-1 was the final. Kelly McKay with the lone goal for our Illini. They'll take on Duke and Durham on Sunday. Duke's ranked number 3. Illini football practice in Memorial Stadium, as we heard from Kent Brown earlier this morning. We've got the Saints and Cardinals today, Bears and Broncos, New England over Philadelphia yesterday, Green Green Bay beat Pittsburgh. Washington over the Jets, 15-13. Ravens and Colts game will happen on Monday. Oh, I was reading more about Brent Snedeker and his 11 under 59. Failing one shot shy of the PGA Tour record.
58,
on
this. Yeah.
That's right.
Amazing. So, oh, that's too bad, Brett. Come on.
Exactly.
11 under par 70 in the golf course.
Wyndham Championship.
Wyndham. Okay. Yeah, right after the PGA, of course.
Greensboro.
849.
Check out these local favorites to satisfy all your date nights, family nights, and friend get-togethers.
El Toro, serving all your favorite Mexican dishes. Locations in Champaign, Urbana, Rantoul, and St. Joe.
V Picasso, looking for a date night or a ladies' night with your friends? V Picasso will be your new favorite farm-to-table stop with plenty of wine to keep things light. Now offering lunch. Visit them on Facebook.
The Pink Pig, homegrown barbecue favorites in Ogden. Small-town restaurant with a big city taste. For a list of favorites and more information, check them out on Facebook.
This is Starla Carr with Provident Financial Group. Finding your way to retirement may feel like working your way through a maze. Without a guide, it's hard to see if you're headed in the right direction. We can offer guidance along the way to help you see the bigger picture and make good financial decisions. Contact us today at 3017 Village Office Place, Champaign. Call 217-366-3456 or find us online at providentfinancialgroupllc.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
Okay, we'll taste the Champagne Urbana going on at Westside Park. It's that time already.
Mm-hmm.
Might get a little in and out. It always rains a little.
It does.
All right.
There is a 40% chance of showers this afternoon and a 30% chance of rain, mainly before 10 tonight. And then some fog could come our way. 20% chance of showers in the forecast for tomorrow. Today's high 83, down to 66. 83 the high tomorrow, down to 64. Sunshine by Sunday and a high 84. They still have that Ford Tri-Motor airplane at Prasca on Sunday for rides also between 9 and 5 if you want to check that.
That's free rides, right?
No.
How much?
$75.
Oh, it is. Okay.
And kids are $50. Kids 2 and under can sit on a lap for free.
It was silly of me to say free. I mean, that thing going to cost some money to operate the gas and all.
Right.
Jet fuel and propeller fuel.
And you're, landing and taking off all the time.
So, but for $75, you get to take a historic trip and do a little Facebook Live stuff.
And 1928 plane. And it's part of the Illini Collector Car Club. My husband, Mike Anderson's involved on the board of that. And they're pairing the car show with the airplanes and kind of focusing on the 20 since they have this 1928 plane in town. So it's all happening at Frasca. That's tomorrow between 10 and 3.
Okie dokie. We are looking at the weekend and trying to assess. I'm done with jury duty. Diane's next.
Yeah.
Why in the world would she get a notice just when I started talking about
it
on the air?
I think we put it
weird
on the radar for Katie Blakeman or something. I don't know.
I'm telling you, it comes from one big old computer vat.
I know.
It spins around and gets 100 people every week. 5,200 out of what in the county? What do we got? 150,000.
And you had a pretty diverse pool around you.
All ages.
That's great.
So
what a system we have here.
I think it's just amazing that citizens just drop what they're doing, go serve, and if they have to decide the fate of somebody, they sit there and diligently consider and, really, really talk about it. It's just really something.
And some of these situations are pretty bad.
Yeah, they are. And we've got the greatest justice system, albeit not perfect, but it is really, really solid. We really make sure that we have evidence before anybody's guilty. Now, again, asterisk, we make mistakes.
Yeah.
No system's going to be perfect. Okay, stand by. Jeremy Warner Show coming up again. Football practice in the stadium. And you can go there. Kent Brown text earlier, as you said.
Yeah. And it's Fan Appreciation Day tomorrow, 3 to 5 at Memorial Stadium. And then 5 to 6 is the autograph time.
Q96, all the hits. Q96 is host of our high school football again. And we'll start with St. Thomas More and St. Joaquin a week from tonight.
Uh-huh.
2 weeks from tomorrow.
So we're in the zone getting our sponsors for that. It's been awesome.
2 weeks from tomorrow is tailgating time.
I know it.
It's Kent State in town and our new look offense with Rod Smith. Looking forward to that.
AJ is our quarterback. That's a new look.
AJ Bush is the grad assistant. If you haven't heard, Cam Thomas is on the depth chart somewhere, but AJ is the older guy that can kind of sling it, I guess. So anyway, what the heck? Let's go. And we're obviously favored to win the first two. Did I hear Jeremy Warner suggest we have a chance to win that third one, too?
That'd be awesome.
Up in Soldier Field, if we were to go 3-0.
On Tank Carp yesterday, Dare to Dream. 9-4 was our Dare to Dream.
Okay. Hey, listen, we've all been through sports experiences where stuff pops out of nowhere and all of a sudden you're in a bowl.
That's right.
I mean, it would shock Illini Nation if this team got to a bowl.
That's right.
But wouldn't that be something?
I'm
trying to be Kent State. Let's get to 1-0. But it's here. Everything is starting to unfold. I see signs around campus that say August 23rd is moving day.
Mm-hmm.
And so you know what that means. Avoid campus. As far as you driving around.
Pretty much that whole weekend. I know we're not avoiding it, though. Thanks to Prospect Bank, we've got our Welcome Back student bags for Quad Day. And that's happening Sunday, August 26th. Thanking FedEx, Crossroads Corner Consignment, Rosati's Pizza, CarX, and Macy's for getting involved.
Well, I was at Larry Canfor Gallery last night getting ready for their trip to Ireland. And it's a sellout. It's a sellout trip for Larry Canfor's trip to Ireland.
That's just a couple of weeks away now.
They're leaving August 31.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Hey, listen, Diane, we'll talk to you.
Enjoy the weekend.
Thank you for everything, Diane Ducey. I'm Stevie J. Thanks for listening. Jeremy Warner's show is next.
MissIllinois.org to get that number in today.
Yep, you got to order tickets. You want to be part of that send-off in a week. MissIllinois.org for Grace's send-off.
That's right.
Have a blessed weekend.